اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله. الحمد لله، الحمد لله يا رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. أما بعد، فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وسيق الذين كفروا إلى جهنم زمرا، حتى إذا جاءوها فتحت أبوابها وقال لهم خزنتها ألم يأتكم رسل منكم يتلون عليكم آيات ربكم وينذرونكم لقاء يومكم هذا؟ قالوا بلى، ولكن حقت كلمة العذاب على الكافرين. قيل ادخلوا أبواب جهنم خالدين فيها، فبئس مثوى المتكبرين. وسيق الذين اتقوا ربهم إلى الجنة زمرا، حتى إذا جاءوها وفتحت أبوابها وقال لهم خزنتها سلام عليكم طبتم فادخلوها خالدين. وقالوا الحمد لله الذي صدقنا وعده وأورثنا الأرض نتبوأ من الجنة حيث نشاء، فنعم أجر العاملين. وترى الملائكة حافين من حول العرش يسبحون بحمد ربهم وقضي بينهم بالحق وقيل الحمد لله يا رب العالمين. آمنت بالله، صدق الله العظيم. اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه. السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين. أما بعد، It is almost now 10 years at least have past that I have been informing myself and the listeners and audience about the fast and what it means and the levels of fast, there will be higher and much more levels, but I normally mention 8 so that we can benefit. But it is regretful and it is rather embarrassing as well that majority have not even passed the level 4, or and many have still do not know what they are, and many they know and they have not majority. Only few, 3 out of 10, have gone beyond. Whilst it's been every year, it's been, and they have, I can say, idiocy or foolishness, what can you say, that they will say, we know them. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said about those people that they are foolish people, they don't know. But they say, we know. Because knowing is that knowing which really a person believes in. And if it is just for the sake of information, that information does not benefit. Even a person have all the information regarding Akhirah, regarding Anbiya, regarding Awliya, regarding all other matters, like for example Shaitan is not no ordinary person. He excelled more in piety and righteousness more than us when he was actually trying and striving. But this is something which he also suffered, thinking that I know and I have information, and he still have information. But that information is not bringing him one step closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Allahumma inni a'udhu bika min ilmin la yanfa'. O Allah, save me from that information, that type of knowledge which does not benefit. We think it's good. I know, I am reading this, I already know. Rasulullah is saying, take refuge. Like you take refuge, seek refuge from shaitan, seek refuge from such knowledge and such information, informative knowledge, which does not benefit you. So as I'm saying this, almost 10 years ago, at least we should have now, especially the people who have been listening, past 5, increased to level 6 of fasting, 7, and rather getting more and more past this threshold and reaching Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and His Messenger. And they every year, like dummies, they listen and think that's it, they are there again. I am not here to teach people knowledge. I am here to teach people practice. Because knowledge is condition, it is body, and without practice it is dead. The spirit is not there, the ruh is not there. It's like a dead corpse. No matter you have 1 million dead corpses, what will they benefit you? What can they do? Their dead bodies lying down. So a person can have millions and millions pieces of information, of other things, but if they are dead, then they cannot come of use. That's why
So I advise you personally that you know how much time in this life, year on year, try to excel, and this Ramadan prepare beforehand, don't prepare when Ramadan comes. And try your utmost best, because actually it might be your last Ramadan and you might not get a chance. Many people didn't reach this Ramadan, many won't reach next Ramadan. Once a person like us, he came to Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anhu. Ek banda aya Hazur Amir al-Mumineen Sayyidina Ali karamallahu wajhul kareem. And like people seek for the pious, they won't listen to them, they won't follow them, but for barakah they will say, come to our house, do dua, come to our shop, do dua, come to our house, do dua, we have a baby, come do dua, we have our children, I am married, I get married, do dua, and they come. Now really they have not come to the pious and righteous people, they have just come to their own nafs really asking this. Because the pious and the people of Allah, whatever someone has, one should ask them. If it is a grocery shop, you don't ask clothing from there. If it is a clothing shop, you don't ask guns from there. Because the shop is known to sell what it is. So awliya Allah, they have supermarkets, but they are, the products there are of akhirah, of nature of akhirah. They have supermarkets, giant, everything maybe inside it is available, but it is to do with akhirah, to do with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we people also, when we go to them mostly, also for dunya, I have this illness. And then we start to consider, if someone, I become well with someone's like a healing power or something, and then I am convinced they are friend of Allah, whilst this is not sign of friend of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Healing you can learn from anyone, any kuffar. There are many Christians who can make people who are in wheelchairs walk. Healing powers, person with practice, certain things like medical science, like magic, and these things can be learned as well. They have nothing to do with piety and righteousness. Piety and righteousness have to do with Allah's obedience and Rasulullah's love and following His Sunnah. That is the. Maybe they don't have that. But because we are also, I am also dog of dunya, so I say, if I get my piece of meat, that's it. I am fine. So one person came to Sayyidina Amir al-Mu'mineen Ali karamallahu wajhul kareem. Sayyidina Ali ke paas aya ek banda, jaise hum bhi awliya Allah nek logon ke paas duniya ke liye baat dafa jate hain ki duniya ki koi cheez de do, hamare liye dua kare, mushkil aa gayi, ye ho gaya. Whilst in worldly things are test, they come on even anbiya and awliya. By Rasulullah said, even anbiya alayhi salam are more tested by Allah, severely tested. Anbiya alayhi salam are tested in lawful things. We are tested with haram, to choose between haram and halal. And anbiya alayhi salam are tested to even to choose between two halal. Sometimes Allah Azza wa Jalla asks them to leave a halal thing. Like he asked Sayyidina Ibrahim to sacrifice Sayyidina Ismail. So to love a son is lawful, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said do this. He had a wife, Sayyidina Hajra radiallahu anha. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala asked to separate and to leave them in a desert. It was lawful matter. He had three wives. One was Sayyida Hajra, one was Sayyida Sara, and another one. The Arabs are from Sayyida Hajira radiallahu anha, she is the mother. And then the other people, the Jewish people, there are some other, they have some Sayyida Sara, Bani Israel. And then the Eastern, like India, Pakistan, Malaysia, these are from his third wife. They trace to his the third wife. But they are all related to Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam some way. So people like Bani Israel, Jewish people, and some men, all nations of Bani Israel from Sayyida Sara, all nations of Arab, they are Sayyida Hajira. And then from the, he had a third wife, and all other, the Eastern nations, they are, many of them from there. So you see, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala asked them to, even in lawful matters, to leave. So Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anhu, Hazrat Ali ke paas, ek banda aya, he said, Ya Imam, O our Imam, O our leader. He didn't ask, I want closeness of Allah, I want to fulfill the prayer. He said, I have bought a house, and I want you to, for barakah, you to write a contract for me, for blessings. Jaise maine bhi bataya na, sharab ki dukaan khole aur dua ke liye bana rahe, opening alcohol shop and asking someone. And then there are some people who, religious people, who are also dogs of dunya. They will go and do dua. They are not concerned with alcohol or asking the people. They will say, okay, you give us £100, you'll do dua. Allah give you barakah in your alcohol, na'udhu billah. So they are not concerned. There are people of dunya everywhere in aspects. So Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anhu looked at that person. Aapne us shakhs ko dekha ki ye duniya maangne mere paas aaya hai, duniya ke liye mujhe kya, waise kabhi Allah ki raah nahi puchi. Aap ye keh rahe hain, now he is saying, write me a contract, I bought a new house. Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anhu dua and also write a contract that this is my house, these are four walls and etc. These belong to so and so, and this, write a contract. For barakah, please write a contract. Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anhu saw the person and said, okay, and looked at with his insight, and who would see the love of dunya. Aap dekh sakte the ki uske dil ka jo arsh hai us par duniya ka khuda, duniya ka maabude batil baitha hua hai. His heart is like arsh of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Only Allah's remembrance should occupy it above. Like Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, Ar-Rahman ala al-arsh istawa. Rahman is established, is istawa mustavi on the arsh, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, as it befits His majesty, is not sitting on arsh, but actually have a relationship, have a tajalli, istawa. The heart of the believer, jo bande ka dil hai, ye bhi arsh ki ma, is par bhi sirf Allah hi ki tajalli, zikr ki tajalli honi chahiye. Only the dhikr of Allah should dominate. This should be the dominant seat. So he, so Sayyidina Ali, so aapne dekha ki is bande ke dil mein to duniya ki mohabbat ne ghera dala hua hai. So jaise hum log jaate hain, mere waise nahi milenge. Aisa bachcha hua hai, dua kar dena. Bhai wo ho gaya bachcha, aap jo hai dua aap khud bhi kar sakte hain. Aur jo hai to ye ke आप नेकी का राह सीखें, लर्न हाउ टू बी राइटियस, हाउ टू मेक द चाइल्ड राइटियस. दुआ अंबिया अलैहि सलाम, एंजल्स आर ऑलवेज डूइंग फॉर द पीपल, देयर इज नो लैकनेस ऑफ दुआ. अंबिया अलैहि सलाम इन देयर ग्रेव्स इन द हेवंस, इवन व्हेन रसूलुल्लाह सल्लल्लाहु अलैहि वसल्लम मेट सय्यिदना इब्राहिम, ही वाज डूइंग दुआ फॉर द उम्मा ऑफ रसूलुल्लाह सल्लल्लाहु अलैहि वसल्लम एंड अदर पीपल. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So dua is the request in the sight of Allah. Dua is a request in the court of Allah. So you are doing, asking another person to put a request, and you are not even on talking terms with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You are not even talking to her. You are not on good terms. So who is going to accept your request? Dua, no matter who is doing, is a request in the court of Allah. And when your relationship is strained, when I say you are not on talking, if you are not talking with someone, if you are so far away, you are not talking with someone, how will they entertain? What do I mean you are not talking? A person who does not pray 5 times, he is not on talking terms. Prayer is communication, is a talk with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Salah is zikr, farz zikr. There are many nafal zikr, Quran, zikr, tasbihat, salawat. But there is, salah is amongst them king of zikr. It is the farz zikr. Recitation of Quran is nafal, mustahab. The zikr which we do is also rewardable, but it's a nafal zikr. Some are sunnah zikr. So a person who is not on talking terms with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, no matter other people ask, it is up to Allah, he will accept or not. For munafiqeen, Rasulullah was praying, Ya Allah, guide them, Ya Allah, guide them. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, In tastaghfir lahum sab'eena marra. Even if you ask 70 times to me to forgive them, I am not going to forgive them. Because they don't want to have a relationship with me. They don't like me, my messenger. But you, as a goodwill gesture and goodness asking, but so it is up to Allah. So Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anhu said, okay, bring it. Bring paper. I'll write a contract. Paper lay out. Main makan ka contract tumhe likh deta hun. Housing agreement. And he wrote, Amma Baad. That I write that this house has been bought by a dead person and sold by a dead person. That's what he wrote in the contract. فَقَدِ اشْتَرَى مَيِّتْ مِنَ الْمَيِّتْ That it has been bought from a dead, and it has been sold by a dead and bought by a dead. Ek murde ne murde se khareedi hai cheez. Ye contract aap likh rahe. This is the contract he is writing. Ek murde ne, one dead have bought from another dead. Where in the kisne kisse liya, A bought from B. I was. So in Ali said this because you, our reality is death. Life is deception. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, this life, wal hayatu dunya, illa ye dunya to dhoka hai, to hakikat phir kya hai? Hakikat, mot aur akharat hai, which is going to stay. So our reality is death. Because this is deception now. What's happening? So he said, a dead has bought from another dead. Where he has bought his house? In the land of sinful. Fi baladil muznibin. In the land, in the world of sinful, and its inhabitants are ghafileen. They are forgetful of their real purpose. They are living like animals. فرمایا مردے نے یہ مردے سے خریدا گناہگاروں کی دنیا میں اور غافلوں کے رہنے کی جگہ میں. The heedless are the inhabitants and it's the land of sinful. اب یہ مکان کا کانٹریکٹ لکھ رہے ہیں سیدنا علی رضی اللہ عنہ. Writing a contract. The others are looking. This person bought from such a person for 1,000, you know, for 50,000 pounds, and the agreement is that this house measures, for example, he has 1-4 walls, and they are so much so. However, it used to be. So people used to specify it has these 4 walls, and they are so long, and this land belongs to this person, now it is bought. Like it in the law agreements. So Islamically, a person is encouraged as well that if you are entering a financial agreement, meaning business or lending money to someone, write it down with two witnesses. Because now you are in good mood. If the other person is in good mood, problem is going to happen when something goes wrong. So first thing we don't do, I am a goodwill guy, yeah, I trust you, brother, I trust you, hey, we are, you there, we are very happy. Shaitan is laughing at them that you will soon know how long this happiness. Because this is a Quranic instruction that when you do any financial matter, any write a contract, and with the presence of two witnesses, male or one male and two female, if male is not. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, write it down. Now this is what the deal is. Because when things are going to fall apart, then they are going to accuse each other. So this is Islamic instruction generally. So at those times as well, from the beginning, the people are following the Islam and Islamic instruction. So he said, I bought a house. Sayyidina Ali said, you have bought from a dead, and you are a dead have bought from another dead in the world of sinful, and in the habitants of this dunya are ghafil mostly. And because the house has four walls, Sayyidina Ali said, the house he has bought has four hadood, four limits. One wall, it goes to death. One wall of this house will reach death, until death is one wall. Just I'm going from that area to this area is one wall, then the second wall from this side, third wall goes back there, fourth wall. So Nali said, it has four hadood, one limit will go till death of this dunya, and the other wall, the second ek diwar to maut tak jayegi. The second one is going to reach qabr. Ek to maut, that you will die. She said, this is one wall of your house which will reach, and you are sure to reach death. And the second wall, qabr. The other has the limit to qabr. And the third wall, will reach the hisab and kitab and the qiyamah. Third is the wall will reach qiyamah. And there are only four walls. We said the fourth one, depending upon you and your deeds, either the fourth wall of this house will reach Jannah or hellfire. Now that person began to weep and cry, and he said, verily, my heart is truly have love of dunya, and I am captivated by this property so much so that I was becoming unaware of the presence of Allah and my duties and deen. And he said, Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala, that you have actually opened my eyes. To ek diwar aapne farmaya maut tak jayegi, dusri diwar is makan ki, is dunya ke makan ki, قبر تک اور تیسری حشر تک اور چوتھی جنت یا جنم. یہ ہے فرمایا کہ یہ کانٹریکٹ ہے کیا ہو تم. اینڈ دس از پارٹ. پھر سیدنا علی رضی اللہ تعالی ہاؤ پیشنیٹلی دا نفس وانٹس دا دنیا اینڈ دا سنز آف دی دنیا اینڈ وانٹس ٹو کمٹ سنز فلفل اٹس ڈیزائر. سیدنا علی سیڈ دیٹ نفس آئی نو اٹ کرائز, اٹ ویپس for dunya. Dunya is very dear, the sins are very dear, the attractions of dunya are very dear to the nafs. He said, I know, so it's no use me and you, I am inclined towards, for example, opposite gender, men or women or dunya or anything, I am inclined. This is the reality of nafs. Inna nafsa al-ammaratum bis-su'. He said, I know, Sayyidina Ali said, this is no news and you shouldn't be surprise, the nafs does cry and it does want, and it is heartless, it is very eager. Nafs to mar raha hai, rota hai, mujhe ye milna chahiye. But he said, look, listen young man, أن السعادة فيها ترك ما فيها. But the salvation of the nafs lies in abandoning all this. Nafs to bache ki dar aur bache ko pata nahi mere liye meetha acha hai ya nahi. Is this thing, this fruit is good for me or not? Baby is going to cry. I want this, I want this. But Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala said, the thing is that the parents, they should now actually say that they know, although the baby is crying, the nafs is crying, I want very badly, he wants to fulfill desires, he thinks I'm missing something. But he said, Sa'ada, salvation, lies in leaving those unlawful things. Although the nafs wants very badly. Farmaya ke main janta hoon, this is no news, don't be upset by this. Don't be surprised by this, that you are nafs is attracted towards women, towards houses, towards zina, towards dunya, towards actually fame and name and cars and maqant. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, zuyyana linnas hubbu shahawa min an-nisa'i wal banina wal qanatir al muqantara min al-dhahabi wal fidda wal khayl, that all these horses and cars and bank balances and property owning and natural scenery, owning these pieces of land. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned all these things. That this is true. This is it. The nafs cries for it. But he said, but you should tell him that your salvation lies in leaving the unlawful and take your share which is lawful from the dunya. Take the lawful share and leave there it is. So that is what Sayyidina Ali Karamallahu Ajhul Kareem radiallahu anhu actually advised a person. Similarly, another young man, similar case happened. He also asked for dua to Sayyidina Malik bin Dinar rahmatullah alayhi. He was fasting, he said, please Hazrat, come and do dua, I am making a very big palace. And he brought Sayyidina Imam Malik bin Dinar there and said, please do dua for me. Sayyidina Imam Malik said, how much are you intending to spend on it? He mentioned 1 million or 100,000, how much is big palace. He said that, well, I say to you that if you can do a transaction with me better than this palace, a palace in Jannah you will get. If you give me this money, I will spend in the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That's my dua and that's my nasiha for you. He brought him to actually do dua and actually do. So this is like the true people, the true awliya Allah, the true ulama, they don't go with the people of dunya as they are doing and just saying them, okay, yeah, good and well. They impart beneficial nasiha and guidance for them, like Sayyidina Ali Karamallahu Wajhul Kareem did to this person. Like Hazrat Malik bin Dinar did. He said, what is the guarantee that I will get? I can write a contract for you. Hazrat Malik bin Dinar said, I can write it for you, because he was known a very trustable, pious man. So the young man said, okay, maybe. And then, so he said, okay, I will give this money, I won't build the house, and this is the money, and this is the contract. So as Malik bin Dinar said, okay, this is Malik bin Dinar, the servant of Allah, has promised on the hope of the mercy of Allah that if this person has given this, Allah will give him place in Jannah, like this. So he gave, he said, okay, keep it. And after a few days, Sayyidina Imam Malik bin Dinar rahmatullahi, he was passing by and he saw that place, people were visiting, black cloth was seen, and he said, what happened? They said that young man have died who was talking to you. You see, sometimes Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala brings these things on the tongues of awliya Allah which are going to happen. We didn't know I'm going to die after very soon. But that was his last days. And he followed the nasiha blindly. and he benefited so much. So Sayyidina Imam Malik rahmatullah alayhi, he said, I've asked about him. He said that we buried him, but he did ask. He had a piece of paper. He said, bury this piece of paper with me. And we buried a piece of paper. He did dua for him, came. And next night, in tahajjud time, he was sitting in his mahrab, in his home, worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It was very breeze. Actually, in the morning at tahajjud time, wind was blowing, and as he was in his ibadah place, a paper came flying and sat on his lap. And he saw on that one side, it was what he wrote, that this person has done this transaction with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And on the other side, he saw it's written with light, not with ink, but light, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given him what you promised for him on my mercy. So things this happen. Wo jo padhi hui hai na, ye kya naam hai, usko ulta kar de, us par ye Allah ka naam likha hua hai, mere bhi hoti hai. So as I was saying to you, that 10 years have passed. Main aapko apne aap ko pehle aur aapko bhi, you, I am mentioning to you what fasting is and what, how our levels. But in 10 years, if you've not even covered 5 or 6 levels, then you think you are going on loss. Sayyidina Abdul Aziz Dabbagh rahmahullah gave guidance. All awliyaullah, all ulama, they give guidance, nasiha. He also gave, he mentioned that many people are held back because they are thinking too much about the past, that they have sinned, they have done this bad, they are evil, they have done evil things, they can never be good. So Sayyidina Abdul Aziz Dabbagh rahmullah, in the matters of Shaban, once in the month of Shaban, he said, do not judge yourself. Who are you to judge yourself? That is why many people, they get demotivated, they don't become righteous or pious, because they judge themselves. Wo apne aap ko faisla de, main bura hoon, main shaitan hoon, maine ye kiya, maine wo kiya, I've done all these bad things. Oh, it's very difficult for me to change, no use for me. Because they have made a judgment against themselves. And judgment belongs to Allah only, subhanahu wa ta'ala. He said, Maliki yawmiddin, I am the judge. Who are you to judge yourself or others in dunya? You cannot judge yourself or others. If you judge yourself and say you are evil, you've done evil in the past, that can have an effect. It will hold you down. And you say you won't change. And if you judge yourself to be good, pious, and thinking, I am fine, alhamdulillah, I am doing very well, that's also going to have a negative impact on you, because it will make you comfortable. It will just make you content wherever you are. It won't move you. So Sayyidina Abdul Aziz Dabbagh rahmahullah said, do not judge or neglect yourself. Do not judge, nor neglect, meaning yourself. He said, we are here not to pass judgments on ourselves or other, but to carry on doing effort and working and striving and doing amal. Who said to you, we are here to judge? There are many people come here, oh, I feel I am condemned. Who are you to judge yourself? Oh, I feel I am very high. Who are you to judge yourself? You don't. You rely upon the Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's mercy and maghfirah, but carry on working. That's the actually, that you don't know what's the end going to be. So don't judge yourself. She said, we are not here to pass judgment. Hum apne aap ko faisla sunane na apne aap ke liye na dusron ke liye aaye hain duniya mein. Hum amal ke liye, ibadat ke liye Allah ne paida kiya. Humne yahan aake faisle sunane shuru kar diye. Falan jahannami hai, falan jannati hai, main bura hoon, wo acha hai. وہ اچھا ہے میں برا ہوں, یہ تو ججمنٹ ہے, یہ تو فیصلے ہیں. فیصلہ تو قیامت والے دن ہونا ہے یا موت کے وقت ہوگا. So Sayyidina Abdulaziz Dabbagh Rahmahullah said, do not do this mistake. You are being kept down by this. He said, what has happened in the past has happened and we cannot change. Jo kuch ho gaya maazi mein, it has happened. We cannot change. Do not worry about the past, but use the present to make future better. He said, do not worry about the past, but use the present to make the future better. Past is there, you can't change it. You are in the middle. Use your, wherever you are, to make the future better, your future life, which is millions and billions years coming. Your past is only 20, 50, 60 years. That's those years. And in future is millions and billions years coming actually. And shaitan sometimes actually lets people just actually live in the past. Oh, I've done this last year, the before year, 10 years, I'm doing this. And they feel down and actually they don't do anything. They don't become active. They think they are somewhat condemned, somewhat sinful. So he said, be very about the past and affect our present, therefore ruin our future. So what we are doing is a negative thing. Worry in such a way that we in the present we don't then do any action, so we are ruining our future as well. Past is already ruining our present, and so that actually future and our end becomes bad as well. So what has happened? Sayyidina Umar bin Khattab radiallahu anhu, at one time he was not a Muslim. He was worshipping idols. He tried to kill Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He buried his young daughter alive. But did all these things keep him down? All his life, I tried to kill the Prophet and now I can never become pious. I killed, buried my daughter alive. Allah will never become happy with me. No, what he did, he used his present. That was what has happened in the past. He used his present to change. So now his future, he is the second best person in the whole of the Ummah. He's the second best person after Rasulullah SAW is Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq, and then he is Sayyidina Umar bin Khattab. Sayyidina Wahshi killed Sayyidina Hamza. Sayyidina Hamza radiallahu anhu. But they didn't let that past be with them. Madam. So Sayyidina Abdulaziz Dabbagh rahmahullah, he is saying, giving nasiha, that look, oh people, you think it's good to remember I am very sinful, I am a bahut gunagar hoon. In that there is a trick as well, which shaitan is playing with you. If remembering past is keeping you down, you are not actually showing humbleness, but you are being tricked by shaitan. So Sayyidina Abdulaziz Dabbagh rahmahullah said, follow the pious and awliya Allah. Learn from them how to remember sins. Let aside doing good deeds, we don't know how to remember even sins, how to do tawbah. He said, learn from the pious awliya, sulaha. What they do is, they look at the past to utilize the present, to take motivation from the past, to utilize the present in their favor, to make their future and akhirah better. That is the right way to remember, even if you have done sins, even if you committed kufr, even whatever you have done. He said, Awliya Allah, what? Hazrat Malik bin Dinar, the one I am saying, on his writing, just on his writing on paper, he is so beloved to Allah. Like Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, there are some people, law, aqsim ala Allah, that they swear by the name of Allah and Allah fulfills whatever they say. They say, by all this, Allah, definite, by Allah, Allah will do this. And Allah says, I do this because I like my this servant. He was a person like this. He is writing the palaces of Jannah for some people. And before that, he was an alcoholic and dancing. And singer, and singing, listening to singing, and dancing, and alcoholic. That was his previous life. Yehi jo buzurg jinka main zikr kar raha hoon, Malik bin Dinar. Pehle sharab bhi chalti thi, gana, bajana, dhol, dhamaka, naach, kudna, gana, ye zindagi thi. But he didn't let his past hold him. If you have lost in the past, he used his past to take motivation. Oh, shaitan has destroyed my 30 years, 50 years. I'll not let him now destroy my millions of years. I'm going to change my present so that I can affect. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is on your side then, in the sense that he said, okay, my servant, I will also forget. Forgetting meaning forgive you. And you actually endure the future. They look at the past and learn and benefit positively, but we who do not know turn this into a negative thing, holding down ourselves and lethargic, our present, and wasting it. He said, we are now going through in his lifetime, month of Shaban, like we are going through now. He said, many people do benefit from this month, and however, many neglect this month and they focus on and anticipate of the coming month of Ramadan. They are looking forward to Ramadan. When Ramadan comes, they will look forward to the second Ashra or the third Ashra. When third Ashra comes, they look forward to 27 and then they finish. What is the use of looking forward when you are not doing anything? So he said, many are neglecting and just looking forward, anticipating coming of Ramadan. However, this is a special month, a precursor, a training for Ramadan. Like before, every ibadah you do, every fard salah you offer, he gives example, like every fard you offer, you prepare for them. Allah has kept some extra preparation. For example, he said you make wudu, which actually disconnects you, disengages you from dunya, from dirt. Why? Allah, you can remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala anytime, anywhere, you can do dhikr. But for salah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, for offering the fard, Allah azza wa jal wa subhanahu wa ta'ala prepares you. How? He's saying, Abdul Aziz Dabbar, he said, he makes you do wudu, offer the sunnah prayers beforehand. This is to fine tune you, this is to tune you, get in the right mindset. Wudu is not the purpose, sunnah is not the purpose of the salah, the fard is actual. So wudu is preparation. Sunnah is like a dummy run, you may say. Like a practice. So that you disengage from dunya and your mind and heart becomes free from everything. You start to go deep in the presence of Allah in every posture and every moment that passes, until you are fine-tuned and you are at your peak level to perform your fard salah. He said, this is the wisdom, this is the hikmah of wudu and sunnahs, so that you are disengaged from dunya, taken away, cleansed, and you are asked to think about Allah, so that you are thinking about the presence of Allah, you are going more deeper and deeper, and when you are the right mindset, at the perfect and the peak level, then the fard starts. And third thing is, when the fard starts, again iqama is said. Firstly, azan actually diverts your attention. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, the Allah subhanahu is greatest. Hayya ala salah. Everyone, I want to be successful, I want to be successful. When Allah calls for success, person doesn't want to come. He's saying, Hayya ala falah, Hayya ala falah, come. I want success, please pray for me. I want success, I want salvation, I want to be a successful businessman, successful person, successful. But when Allah, the creator who gives success or failure, when he is calling you, we do not come.
Yeah.
So who will give you success? So firstly, the azan is said to divert your attention. Secondly, it is the coming towards the mosque, that also actually helps you to be in the mindset of. Then wudu, then sunnahs, and then iqama is said. Again, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, ashhadu an la ilaha illallah, again actually your mind. So that when the Allahu Akbar of fard is said, you are at the highest level of presence. You are ready, so that you are ready to be in the court of Allah Ta'ala and are present in front of Him to do His ibadah and take instructions from Him. Likewise, Ramadan is a season to maximize and attain closeness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
For this month of Shaban is like a preparation stage. It is like the Sunnah before the Farz prayer. It is like the Rajab was like Wudu. Rajab was like Wudu, the month of Allah. You are discerning from sins. Shaban is Sunnah to keep fasting. Monday, Thursday, or whenever you can. It's Sunnah. So it is like Sunnah. So it is the present where you can fine tune your relationship with Allah Ta'ala. You plan ahead how best to use the month of Ramadan. You plan in every sense your schedule, your ibadah, your connection with Allah. Even plan your daily activities and make scheduled for every moment so that you may benefit. The best way to fine tune is through fasting as one's awareness of Allah Ta'ala increases. He said one way to prepare, when you're fasting, you're abstaining from many things, your level of awareness of Allah increases. The dunya, you don't think because you think you can't take food and drink, so you're disengaged. So he said that is why, that is the hikmah that Rasulullah SAW kept fasts in the month of Shaban. He Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam was growing ever more closer to Allah Ta'ala day by day. Even he Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam was growing closer and closer. Even Anbiya Alayhi Muslim, they get more marifah and closer day by day. So their matter is different, we can't think unimaginable. For me, person like me, he said, at our level, this could be leaving the sinful lifestyle to a righteous one. He said, for the preparation for us is that in Shaban we leave our lifestyle with looking dramas here, there, films, and the lifestyle normally sinful, socializing in the wrong way. He said, maybe this is the preparation for you in Shaban. Leave your lifestyle. Change your life, sinful lifestyle to righteous one. From disobedience and heedlessness to obedience and heedfulness. While staying in ghafla, to come to healing. For those who are struggling to offer their daily salah, for them it means to establish their salah. For those who are not even offering the farz salah and struggling 2-3, for them the change means that they establish their 5 prayers in the month of Shaban. And those who are doing 5 daily salah, establish their salah, they should actually offer salah with jama'ah. They can do that. Like, you know, there are different levels of spiritual fast to work on our training the organs, the mind and the heart to fast in a better way. So he mentioned an example that in machinery, in old times, now as well, in modern day example, you can say modern technologically world, every machinery, every equipment, computer, car, it needs tuning, servicing, calibrating after a year of service, and over time they slowly become offset from the optimum. So it doesn't, the computer might need to be rebooted, the computer might need to be reprogramming, the car might need MOT, the service, the body also need added things, many machines, he said. So in order to operate it well every year or so, the machinery needs to be serviced to function at its best. Likewise, throughout the course of the year, our taqwa gets tarnished, our taqwa gets affected, our relationship with Allah gets affected, and it needs servicing too. And the month of Ramadan is a way to calibrate the taqwa, to take the taqwa, to fine tune the taqwa so it becomes an optimum level. So that we use the month as a springboard to action and revive and refresh our journey to the path to Allah. So in this month we need to prepare. Look at your each ibadah. Look at your ibadah, worship level. Look at your dealing with the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Define them and start to disengage from the dunya slowly from the heart. One door to start is through the door of tawbah. Because you need not only, one is your personal relationship with Allah, refine, he's saying that, and your dealings is with other people. With neighbors, with relatives, with the spouses, with your co-workers, with your business partner, with your teachers, with others, with students, and all the creation, even animals, all of these things, that they are refined. Because all the sins, most of them, they are to do with حَقُوقُ الْعِبَادِ mostly, the rights of people. And we think it's a separate entity, the creation. It is separate, but it is part and parcel of our test. Another man normally mentioned the solution, if you don't follow Rasulullah's advice, you will fail. The creation is going to keep you down and engage and lock their horns with your horns of your nafs and keep you there drowning in the sin. The solution is what Rasulullah mentioned is Sil man qata'ak, join with the one who breaks away with you. Jo tumse tode usse jodo. Hamari sari kahani hai, oh main ifran ke saath sahi talluq nahi rakh sakta, wo bada bura hai, usne mere saath bura kiya. To Rasulullah ne farmaya bura kiya to ab bhi usse talluq jodo. Wo jo todta hai, who breaks you join. Who does evil you do goodness towards him. Who does zulm forgive him. Who wants evil for you, you want goodness for him. This is the prophetic prescription. The Rasulullah ﷺ's nuskha hai. Hai thoda mushkil lekin iska fayda bohat hai. And it is hard. I am saying it is hard. But once you have, will see the benefits of it, it won't be hard. Once you see that Rasulullah ﷺ will be happy with you, it won't be hard. Once you see Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will be happy with you. Because we are looking at people becoming, oh, what he will think, and their faces. Think about the face of the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam. To make that happy, not the face of the people and relatives. They might believe them. Creation, including animals, you do good. So try to amend. At least from your side, you become clear. If they still want to be there adamant, they are stubborn, that is their action. But their stubbornness should not make you stubborn. Their anger should not transfer you. Their frowning should not affect you. So who should you be affected by is Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Not the people, not the relative, not the wife, not the shaitan, not the dunya. They shouldn't be affecting you. You shouldn't be affected by them. You should be affected, take an effect, take influence from the prophetic example. Now brother is not speaking with brother, sister is not speaking with sister, parents are not happy with other. This is very difficult for them to benefit from Ramadan. And he mentioned, like we have seasons, this month is also a season of spiritual enhancement. We have spring for the fruits and things. This season is spring season. Very soon we shall have, the meaning Shaban is going to go away from us. And Shab-e-Barat has gone as well. This is a great night to seek forgiveness and turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The awliya prepare well and anticipate for this night. But that night has come and it has gone. Many people were looking forward, but there is no change in them. They are same as they were before 15 Shaban. 15 Shaban have passed, but actually there is change. So one of the awliya, Sayyidina Abdul Aziz Dabbah himself asked Rasulullah I want to be very close to you. I want to be, he met him in dream or vision, however he mentioned, Ya Rasulullah, I want to be close to you. I want to be with you. I want to. Rasulullah said, you don't need to worry about that. Because whoever, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, whoever draws a hand span close, arm span closer to him. فرمایا اللہ پاک یہ فرمایا حضور اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم فرمایا میرا رب یہ فرماتا ہے کہ جو ایک بالشت میرے قریب ہے میں ایک بازو کے قریب ہوں. And whoever will come one hand span, arm span, whoever will become walking, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will come at speed with him. So رسول اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم said, I am like that as well. If anyone turns towards me, he don't have to say that I want to be closer. Ya Rasulullah, give me your closeness. If he makes a move on my path, I am on my path, I am on Sirat-e-Mustaqim, standing on this motorway to Jannah, Sirat-e-Mustaqim, Sunnah. Let him come on that path, he will definitely meet me. And if you say to someone, meet me on M6, and the other one is going on M99, how will he meet? So Rasulullah is on the M1, meaning we go to Jannah. He said, whoever wants to meet, I am there. All Allah met me there. old people meet me there. Because I don't go towards shaitanic ways. Because Anbiya alayhi salam protected. They are masoom, they stay on Sirat-e Mustaqeem. So we are wandering on the side roads and saying, Ya Rasulullah, Prophet is not going to come down there. Because he is free, they are masoom. You go on that path and that motorway and you will meet. You don't have to say. The Prophet said, I like Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who comes little bit closer to me, I become more closer to him. Whoever walks towards me, I run towards him. I love my ummah. But what we are doing, as we can see from this, he's saying, we are doing a drama. We don't want to change our way, change our road, come to the road of Rasulullah, but asking the Prophet to come to our sinful ways and our sinful life and still bless us there. And that is disrespect. Ye to khud be adbi hai. Haq to ye hamara ki hum Hazur ul Islam ke paas unke raste par jaye aur wahan wo hame milenge. Unko kehna hamare paas aur jin raston mein hum hain, hum to shaitani raston mein hain, bure raston mein, wo kyon idhar aayenge? Wo to paak hasti hain, wo to sirf paak raste pe chalte hain. But he sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, as far as I am concerned, I am the servant of the merciful. Whoever walks towards me, I run towards him. And my mercy as well. جس اللہ پاک نے فرمایا جو ایک ہاتھ میرے قریب ہے اس کے ایک بازو کی لمبائی قریب آتا ہوں تو اللہ نبی علیہ السلام نے فرمایا میں بھی ایسا ہی معاملہ ہے. So no one needs to worry that he won't meet me. All he needs to do is be on that road where I am and I will be waiting for him. Not here, but also in Jannah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So, you have heard before, but actually very briefly I am going to touch upon the levels of fast. So as I said, 10 years have passed and me and you are still there. It's not good. No good saying, I know. 10 years you know. But where are you? So firstly, know that the fasting is to do with every organ of the body. It's not only of the eating and drinking, but tongue and action. The Prophet ﷺ said, "Man lam yada' qawla zur wal 'amal bihi." Whoever does not abandon sin, whoever's tongue is not fasting, whoever's actions, organs are not fasting, فَلَيْسَ لِلَّهِ حَاجَّةٌ أَن يَدَعَ طَعَامَهُ وَشَرَابَهُ. Then Allah does not need to him to leave eating and drinking. He might as well eat and drink that. Because wo to halal hai eating and drinking and he is doing haram. So fasting, first level, as I said, Abdulaziz Dabbas said, if you are not praying, start praying 5 prayers and Taraweeh. Then you will get little bit of taqwa. But this is baby level. You should not stay all your life there. The second level of fasting is when your tongue, eyes and feet are fasting. At least actually, fast partially. Apni zuban ko, aankhon ko, paon ko roza rakha lo. Ye do, maine bataya na 10 saal ho gaye lekin hum wahin ke wahin phir rahe hain. Har saal poochte hain hum kaun sa level roza. Abhi to aapko to 8ve se bhi upar hona chahiye roze ke bhi kahan chala jaye. Phone to meri tarah har saal aap change karte hain, roza nahi change kiya. Woh kehte hain ab aaye kaun sa model aayega, ab Samsung aa raha hai, ab ye iPad aa raha hai, ab ye aa raha hai, wo 6 mahine baad change kar, roza saal baad bhi nahi change karte. You don't change after 1 year. And other things, car ka mada, paise nahi hai warna har car har saal bande ko change kare, car change kare, har cheez jo hai wo change kar, upgrade your relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That is the thing which is going to stay with you. The third level of fasting is when your all organs are fasting. Jab sare azaz, zuban, kaan, aankh, haath, paon roza rakhe hain, to aapka dil mein noor aayega Ramzan ki barkat se. Fourth level of fasting is doing some good deeds, extra amal. To your level of taqwa, ye taqwa ka darja hai. Level of taqwa will grow. And the fifth level of fasting is when your even mind is fasting from evil. Jab bande ka dimag bhi roza rakhe hue hai, अब दिमाग का रोजा कैसे टूटता है, वहां टमाटर तो नहीं जाएगा दिमाग में, या कोई ड्रिंक नहीं जाएगा, एंड इन द माइंड नो फूड नो चपाती इज गोइंग, इट्स द थॉट्स, व्हेन इवल थॉट गोज इन द माइंड द फास्ट ऑफ द माइंड ब्रेक्स. And as I said to you, दिल बड़ा चाहता है गलत काम करना, वो तो सही नाली फरमा रहे हैं, the nafs तब की, the nafs actually cries and weeps to do bad, it wants to do. He said, but you have to use intellect and say your salvation, your najat or nafs lies in abandoning haram and doing sabr that you want to do it, but actually controlling yourself. And how do you control yourself? By doing it again and again. How does that cyclist control the balance? You tell me. Jo cycle chalane wala wo balance kaise control? By cycling again and again, he fell few times. Now, how does a driver control the car? By learning again and again. Not sitting in the house and reading theory, listening to lectures will not actually make you a driver or a swimmer or a cyclist. So similarly, istiqama also comes with training. So once your mind, you are abstaining after 30 days, alhamdulillah, your mind will be trained to stop and to dispel the evil thoughts. And then level 6, when your mind is engaging in positive activity, positive thoughts, how to benefit people. There are people always thinking, how I can do this, I can get this, I can. And there are people who are thinking, how we can benefit others, how can we benefit the ummah, how they are remembering their akhirah, people's akhirah. These are two mindsets. One is the mindset of Rasulullah ﷺ. That was his fikr, that he was concerned of the, for the ummah. That akhidev. And those people who are trying to harm people and thinking, isse fraud kar lo, isse dhoka kar lo, iski ghibat kar di. Ye shaitani fikr. This is shaitani concern and fikr and way of thinking how to harm people. How to actually loot them. अच्छा, then level 7 भी है, when your presence of Allah increases and the presence of Rasulullah increases in the worships which you do. फिर level 8 है, when total 24 hour you are presence of Allah and His Messenger in the mind, heart and disdain. So these you can get download or get actually these levels, at least select one for you and try to do your utmost, because the higher your level, the higher the taqwa. So I won't go through all of them, but I just wanted to point, because you have known it for 10 years, many of you. No use actually going in detail, telling you when a person is not going to do. So, alhamdulillah, Tariqah-e-Muhammadi, the path of Rasulullah SAW, the course is derived from Ramadan. Ramadan comes once a year, but Tariqah-e-Muhammadiyya teaches you that any time year you can start your organs, purification of the body, mind and heart, and 30 days and do zikr. So any time you can start your little journey to Allah, to Ramadan, that's what the course of tazkiya is. Jazakum Allah sana jaza. So now inshallah we'll do the zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.